Now, it's not always easy for people in low-income neighborhoods to get a little exercise. There usually aren't very many gyms. In those same areas, obesity and diabetes are huge problems. One Boston fitness center is trying to change that, as Sasha Pfeiffer reports from member station WBUR.
About 10 women are working up a sweat at this hip-hop class in Boston's Codman Square neighborhood. It's led by an instructor nicknamed KJ, with long dreadlocks and great moves. But none of these women have lean, sculpted bodies. Most of them are where 36-year-old Tamika Tony was less than a year ago.
Where I was is that I was obese. I was 252 pounds. No health problems. Thank God for that. No sugar, no diabetes, no high cholesterol. But that was not healthy because eventually those problems would have came on. Now I am a total of 170 even.
So you've taken 80 pounds off.
Yes, and this is just from no gastro, no lap band, no diets. I come every day, Monday through Friday. I am up to running 3 miles a day.
That's even though she'd never been a runner before. Tony says exercising at all in this working class ethnic neighborhood wasn't easy before this nonprofit gym called HealthWorks opened. Few fitness centers around were too expensive or too crowded, she says. And she likes that HealthWorks is for women only, since wearing spandex and sweatpants at a co-ed gym can be humiliating when you're 100 pounds overweight.
I didn't feel ashamed or embarrassed of being big coming up in the gym because we all understand each other versus what men and women, it's discouraging.
Mary Shaw agrees. She's 51 and comes to HealthWorks 6 days a week. She says fear of crime and traffic keep her from exercising outdoors.
So many people here are obese and they want to walk and it's really unsafe. I don't care what nobody else say, it is unsafe.
Shaw comes here because she can afford it. She lost her job cleaning trains for Amtrak about a year ago, but this gym costs her just $10 a month. Membership fees are based on income. The most anyone pays is $30. And nearby doctors hand out free vouchers to the gym for patients who would benefit from exercise. That affordability lets folks in this neighborhood do what many people in more well-to-do areas take for granted.
In middle-income communities, there's somehow an expectation that you're going to have access to gyms. But when you're in a low-income community, that stuff doesn't exist.
Bill Walczak helped make this nonprofit gym possible. He raised money to build it through his job as CEO of the Codman Square Health Center. The HealthWorks gym is also funded by revenues from the 5 for-profit HealthWorks fitness centers in the Boston area. Those memberships cost about 3 times as much. But this nonprofit branch has the same type of equipment and classes, from yoga to Pilates to something called the Bodylicious Boot Camp. Walczak says this neighborhood and neighborhoods like it around the country hunger for fitness centers like this.
We're just tip of the iceberg right here in terms of the actual need of this community to have access to indoor gyms where they can exercise.
And not just exercise. A teaching kitchen will soon open here to show members how to make healthy foods. That's because the gym's goal is to improve people's health, not just get them ready for bikini season. Of course, Tamika Tony, the woman who dropped 80 pounds working out here, needs more than a new swimsuit now. She needs a whole new wardrobe.
I can't wait to get this next 20 pounds off of me, baby. Get cut up, get them abs coming through. Then I'm going to shop until I can't drop.
For NPR News, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston.